In the very earliest days of Christianity, even before this new religion had a name, the sacrament of baptism was offered to people who had chosen to become a part of the practice of following Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. For over 1,500 years now, the most significant time for baptism has been this time, this night, as the community of faith gathers to hear the oldest stories of God and God's people, and to proclaim that Easter is here. The people would gather in the dark and light a new fire that signified God's Spirit present among them, just as we did tonight. Through stories, song, psalms, and prayers, the faith community would prepare for what was to happen next, the baptism of the newest members of the body of Christ. In the darkness, the beloved stories would surround and envelop the people, holding them close and reminding them of how long God has loved the world. They remembered and claimed for themselves the hope and the faith that has guided people through tough times, just as God guided Moses and the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. This is the night that God's people have marked as the holiest of all nights, as they anticipate the dawn of new life in Jesus Christ. This is the night that we gather to do the same thing our spiritual ancestors have done for generation upon generation. This is the night that we locate ourselves in the place of the saints who have come before us and become part of the saints that will follow us in their time. We join hearts and hands with a cloud of witnesses who have seen and believed in what God has done through Jesus Christ. This is the night that we join our voices with the countless voices all over the world and the voices that echo down the centuries and remember our own baptismal covenant once again. This is the night that we will baptize our own newest members of the body of Christ. Liam, Maggie, and Hannah, will you join me at the baptismal font?